Right, the minister due to deliver that medium-term budget policy statement on Wednesday. Highly anticipated, of course. Not that, you know, the mini-budget is not necessarily popular or that interesting. It's a lot of data planning for the next 3 years, but so many events that have gotten us here, so a lot of noise. Let's chat to Gulam Balin, who's chief economist at Standard Bank. Gulam, thanks for your time today. In the midst of all this noise, what are you going to be listening out for on Wednesday?
Kiki, hello.
Hi.
So this is critical, as we always say, from budget to budget, and whether it is the more substantial and laden with ceremony February narrative or the medium-term rendition, both matter enormously. So what's special about this? Well, we know that it is in the wake of an enormous amount of political flux that has been unleashed since December of last year, and we will want to see whether the minister, in style and in substance, is able to show the promise of fiscal consolidation and to use the levers at his disposal not to compromise South Africa's fiscal standing any further.
Mm.
Of course, the details will matter enormously. We know the budget is a three-year episode, or at least he will present his prognosis and profile for key metrics over the next 3 years. We think that in 2016-2017 fiscal year, there'll be some slippage in the deficit, perhaps from, you know, near 3% to 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect that the minister is going to harden the signal about ceilings, not just spending ceilings in terms of ratios, but I suspect he may even lean towards nominal spending ceilings so as to signal the level of conviction behind his attempts to not just stave off a ratings downgrade, but to arrest the perpetual and seemingly unyielding rise in indebtedness.
So he'll put in a harder stance there. What do you expect to hear from him on growth? Because as we know, that's where we get stuck a little bit. What room do the fiscal authorities have to actually stimulate this economy that's sleeping?
So the minister will reduce his growth forecast from that which was penciled in December, at least in February.
Mm.
And of course, there's going to be no surprise in the sense that he'll probably render a number closer to, say, 0.4% for 2016 and maybe near 1% in 2017. So in line with consensus, in line with that other significant institution, the Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
From a growth stimulus point of view, that's particularly hard. And I think many would argue that while, of course, we want to see a budget that is growth enhancing, that is encouraging of business risk taking. Right now, South Africa's mood lift hinges more proportionately on some resolution with regard to our political climate. So we well understand that there is this deep conversation between, let's call it, rent seekers on the one hand, and on the other, the reformers. One would argue that somewhat the reformers have been in the ascendancy over the last quarters, and until there is some level of political resolution, that will be the forerunner for whether the private sector is going to commit to an economy where there is more likely to be a more calm political environment, and so encouraging of animal spirits for risk-taking, irrespective of what the budget suggests. So the budget, at the minimum, is holding the bank, holding from collapsing.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, out of time. Chief Economist at Standard Bank, Gulam Balin.